Chapter 24, A Bible-Centered Ministry. 2 weeks of public evangelism at Nîmes, France. In the 2 weeks Ellen White spent at Nîmes, France, she presented 12 consecutive messages to the little company of believers there and the general public who were invited to attend. 10 of these sermons sketched in longhand are extant today. Some of these were preached in afternoon meetings, others in the evening. Bible in hand, Mrs. White would read her selected text and then elaborate upon the truth of the word. Like an evangelist, she presented a Christ-centered message. The titles of her sermons and the texts from which she preached follow. Sabbath, October 16th, If Thou Wilt Enter Into Life, Sunday, October 17th, Come Unto Me, Monday, October 18th, Walk in the Light, Wednesday, October 20th, The Ladder to Heaven, Thursday, October 21st, Search the Scriptures, Friday, October 22nd, The Cross Before the Crown, Sabbath, October 23rd, God's Law, the Standard of Character. Sunday, October 24th, The Hope Set Before Us, Sabbath, October 30th, Two Standards, Sunday, October 31st, Gaining a Fitness for Heaven. While all the addresses were Bible-based, it was in her presentation Search the Scriptures, given Thursday afternoon, October 21st, that she led her hearers to appreciate and revere the Bible as the Word of the Living God. Our text tells us, she said, that we have something sure, and that is the Scriptures that are revealed to us, and this is the voice of God that is speaking to us. In the pious Protestant home of her childhood, her godly parents, Robert and Eunice Harmon, taught her and the other 7 children to have faith in the Holy Scriptures as the voice of God speaking to them. There was never any doubt throughout her lifetime about the inspiration of the Word of God, as she later wrote. In the Word of God, the mind finds subject for the deepest thought, the loftiest aspiration. Here we may hold communion with patriarchs and prophets, and listen to the voice of the Eternal as He speaks with men. It was true of this diminutive woman from the United States as it was of young Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. While she was endowed with the gift of prophecy, she consistently directed her listeners to the messages of the prophets and apostles of old. This was her practice throughout her lifetime. After presenting her early experiences and many of her early visions in her first book of only 64 pages, she wrote, "I recommend to you, dear reader, the Word of God as the rule of your faith and practice. By that Word we are to be judged. God has, in that Word, promised to give visions in the last day as, not for a new rule of faith, but for the comfort of His people, and to correct those who err from Bible truth. Thus God dealt with Peter when he was about to send him to preach to the Gentiles." Christian Experience and Views, p. 64.